Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the world.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Tuesday afternoon here in the Danger Studios in Coral Springs, soggy Florida. And I'm joined in the studio by my co-host, Elgin David.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
And it's a monsoon. I'm I have a leak in my pool.
Really?
A slow leak. So every once in a while, I got to fill it up.
Right.
Which, you know, as our friend Bobby Gracioso pointed out yesterday, bottled water has become more expensive than gasoline.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I actually started drinking tap water.
Filtered?
No, when I was in Iowa and stuff, and I was out there, when you take tap water in that part of the country, it comes out cold.
Yeah, of course.
Like
it's
a tap.
Ice cold.
It's like if it was beer, it'd be like out of a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, and I didn't have change. I had 20s and stuff, and it was late. I was dehydrated from drinking. So I'm like, I'm thirsty. I didn't buy any water. And I'm I'm about to go to bed. I'm gonna wake up like I gave the Sandman head. So I just said, fuck it. I grabbed the glass and
it's good.
It's delicious.
Yes.
And I'm like, what am I doing spending $2 for a bottle of water?
But the thing, it comes out warm here. It doesn't come out cold.
Yeah, here it comes. Exactly.
Yeah, you have to refrigerate it here and filter it.
Yeah.
But in New York, it's so good.
Yeah, New York's good, you know.
Yeah.
What's up, Laura? Laura Smith. Well, that's why I know her as Laura Smith. We dated in high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
What's up? you and your girl are pretty, she's cool with everything. So if she met, you get to do a podcast with an ex-girlfriend.
That's true. I do have a podcast with an ex-girlfriend.
Right.
Right now, the X's and O's podcast.
The X's and O's.
Yeah, we're X's, and we talk about stuff that makes you say, oh.
Oh, really? Pretty. That's a nice little theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually considering changing the show.
You're changing the name of
this
show?
I was thinking about it. Just make it a friend or foe pod. I'm going to do a friend or foe podcast. Instead of doing three Wake Up Late with Dougies a week, we'll do one a week.
Okay, what's the friend or foe concept?
Friend or foe is just, people talk about stories, this and that, concepts, whatever, people we know, and say, call them out, friend or foe. You know, you're a friend or foe. And if somebody's here, talk about your friend or foes.
So people will be, get to talk about, it's just the Talking Shit podcast?
I don't know. I've never listened to it, so I would hate to copy it. So maybe I should, I like friend or foe. I'm thinking of Adamant, friend or foe, all of those who get to know me. They become admirers, all my enemies. You know, one of those, that kind of thing.
Okay.
That would probably, I don't know if I could get the theme song from Adamant.
You can do a parody of it.
I could.
Yeah.
It'd be funny.
It could work. Never know.
A fellow comic came to me and said, another comic came up to me and asked, why are you friends with Dougie?
Uh-oh.
And I said to myself, wow, part of me was interested in who it was, but then the new me didn't give a shit. You know what I mean? Unless it was you.
It was me.
But
it was me, dude. I said, I don't know why.
I'd be really shocked because, and see, I don't mind if people that I don't know or never really converse with or, don't know them, don't really care for them. If I find out they don't like me, I can care less. They probably don't like me because I don't know who they are. I don't even care. Right? How many times have we said, I thought you didn't like me. Well, why did you think that? Well, you don't talk to me. I'm did you ever come up to me and say hi to me? No. Why do I got to be the one? Why am I got to go walking around and go, hey, how you doing? I'm Doug. Hey, how you doing? You know what I mean? That's not my job. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to, when I go to open mics or something like that, I'm going to go and, there's people I know.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you a question.
What's up?
This is the way I. This is if speaking of friend or foe. Let's say you don't like somebody for whatever reason.
Okay.
And they know you don't like them and you don't like. But you know sometimes in a social setting, like you're at an open mic or something, you know, or you know, and they say, hey, what's up? You know, hey, how you doing? I you know, why bother? You know what I mean? If you know if you know that you don't like somebody and they and you know they don't like you, do you really have to go through that?
Well, for me personally, if I don't like somebody, I don't like them, and they know I don't like them. And but in the social setting, you have to be cordial with them, and you know.
Really?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to go to an open mic or something. First of all, you know, I don't think I have anybody. I don't think I have.
No, go ahead. Just I'm fucking with the levels.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I don't think I have anybody who hates me or I hate.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna go somewhere and try to like start shit when the main object is the.
Yeah, I hear
the
you.
Point of being there is to go on stage and do your time and. And put the work in.
You don't want to make a scene. It's your, you know. But that's what I'm saying. I want to go and do what I want to do. You know, the people I know and the people I, you know, hey, what's up, dude? You know, guy, you know, hey, what's up, bro? Hey, this and that. But
you're saying like there's no reason to be like, yo, what's up? Like we're friends when we're not
yeah,
friends.
Like,
yeah,
like,
of course, I feel you on that.
Like if somebody like if somebody that you don't like and you know that they don't like you come up and say what's up.
Yeah, I'm just like, what's up?
What the fuck?
I don't know. What's up?
You know what I mean? Just saying. CC asks on Facebook Live, do you think Kathy Ho Griffith, I'm assuming that wasn't a typo or a voice text when you said Ho, Griffin was funny. And that's all. That's kind of old news, by the way. See, you know, listen, it was in poor taste. You know, she tried to express use her First Amendment right, which is cool, but when you incite murder on a well-known official or public official, you know, that the problem is you and I. I'm not going to hurt anybody about it. But a 12-year-old, like, you, how do we know? How do we not think that the kid that in this video you showed me? How do we know that here's a guy that's really, you know, impressionable, and he sees a photo of that, like Kathy Griffin holding the president's head. So this teenager goes up to a 90-year-old guy and kicks his shopping bag out and hits him with a cane twice. How do we know that wasn't that? How do we know that wasn't the inspiration of the fuel? Hey, look at her. The world's like this. Let's just go mad.
Yeah, but anything could have been the inspiration to why he did that. And that's just pinning it on that Kathy Griffin photo. Like,
well,
anything could have triggered that kid to fucking kick that old guy.
So it didn't help. In other words, I'm sure if he saw that.
I'm saying, but you can't pin that on.
Well, you like
Kathy
it?
Griffin.
Do you give a thumbs up to her act, what she did? The head, the Trump head in her hand?
It didn't bother me. It
didn't bother me either. I mean, but
I can see why it was bothersome to a lot of people. And they're saying that the son was affected.
Yeah, what happens if your son sees it?
What would you do if your 8-year-old little kid saw?
I'd develop hatred to this particular person or perhaps even to a particular class of people. See, that's the thing about.
You know what? I think it wasn't classy.
Listen, here's the thing.
It wasn't.
If a parent or an adult condones some sort of ridiculous behavior, the child who's developing these ways. Listen,
you know
I'm 50 years old, dude. I'm figuring things out. How are we to imagine that a teenager or a young child or even a young adult right now who are going to enter the workforce and become either productive or a bunch of schleps?
Listen, the biggest problem with the whole Kathy Griffin thing is that it wasn't funny. She's a comedian.
It wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny.
It was basically the only thing you could interpret from that is that obviously she doesn't like Trump, and that she, you know, she really wants to see him. You know, she wants to see his head decapitated. She wants to see him dead. Now, here's the thing. You remember the guy who shot Reagan? You remember Hinckley, was it, or something? Like that? But he actually, you know, he was inspired by the words of what's her name, the actress Tatum. Tatum O'Neill or something like that.
Okay.
Like he liked her, he was in love with her, and he felt like Reagan dissed her in a movie or something. So that's why he actually went after and shot Reagan.
Wow.
So, you know, when somebody says they're not going to be impressionable. Listen, if you don't think there's so many goddamn hoopleheads running around town. I got my room, Elgin. I have a room.
Yep.
Dougie's room is a room where you go in and you never go out. You just disappear. And there's people that belong in that room. That kid that
kicked
and hit the old man with his cane.
He should go in the
room.
He's
going right in the room. I don't want to hear a character witness. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? If somebody does something that vicious and that mean, and then somebody tries to say, oh, well, he's a really nice person. or she's, you know what I mean? Don't tell me a word about, you know, because people are duped. People are duped to believing somebody because they think they're nice. How many people that you know are like, let's say, nice to you, but then you seem to be a dick to somebody else? You know, or vice versa, they're a dick to you, but they're nice to everybody else you know. And you're like, what the, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Some people are weird. That guy, maybe that guy was on drugs or something.
I would imagine.
Could have been. And he just like freaked out. Attacked that little old man.
Well, then just stop doing drugs. Just saying.
There you go.
Oh, man. Well, it's pouring like hell here in South Florida. Like I said, I got a leak in my pool, so that's nice. You know, you got to look when it rains, when life deals you lemons, you know, fill up the pool. Just it's saying.
Pouring like hell.
Congratulations again to the Golden State Warriors, who again are destroying the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, again, I am a Miami Heat fan, a former season ticket holder. So when he left, I was a bit jilted. You know, I felt a little, you know.
It was cool that he was here when he was here, and we had the big three, and we had like the dream team for a
while. Listen, I made my money on StubHub. Nice. I loved it.
It was very nice.
Being a season ticket holder was very beneficial for me.
Yeah.
But then when he left, he cost me. You know, again, because we didn't go to the final game seven.
Oh, yeah?
When we lost.
Right.
The last year he was here. Or the second, last year. We lost. I had sold those tickets for game seven for like $3,500 apiece or whatever it was.
Wow.
No game seven, $7,000 right out the door.
Wow. That sucks.
Just saying. Yeah. So I'm a little, when he lost, when I seen him he's getting spanked by over there by Curry and the Golden State Warriors, it's kind of like seeing your ex-girlfriend getting, you know, dumped by her new boyfriend.
No, they've been really nice, good games. And I got it on a nice new TV, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what do you buddy. Got? The big-ass TV.
Yeah? Well, what's big to you?
65.
Yeah? What's the brand?
LG.
Yeah?
Yeah. Pretty nice, huh?
Well, LG's living good?
Life's good, baby. Oh, my God. The games look so nice on that fucking TV, man.
They're like a different world.
Let me tell you. It is a whole other fucking world moving up from the little 45-inch or whatever.
Have you ever been at like somebody's house or a hotel, whatever, somewhere else, and you're watching like the non-HD TV, and you're like, you can't even tolerate it?
Oh, man. I mean, like, it's like once you move past a certain level of definition, there's no going back.
Right.
You know, unless you're playing like old school retro games on an old school retro TV, makes sense. But when you're watching like television, sports, movies, and it looks all grainy and shit, you're like, I can't watch this.
Yeah, because you're spoiled. Because once you watch HD,
your eyes are spoiled.
Right. Yeah, it's different. What are you gonna do? Yeah, that's the thing. It's like if you drive like a Mercedes, and then you have hard times, and you got to go and drive like a Hyundai.
Yeah.
You feel every bump on the road. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
It's
man.
Like if you ever had one of those situations, like when you were before you got with your girl, like you're dating, like you never want to date down, like you know, like you'd have a hot girl, right? You have a hot girlfriend, and all of a sudden happens, something goes wrong, and then you know now you're stuck, and you're like, oh, I can't go out with her because if my ex girlfriend sees me with her, she's gonna laugh at me.
Sometimes you just gotta take an L for the team.
Well, that's why I kind of always overlapped. I never had a period where I was broken up. I would find a new one, and it'd be a little bit of like a, you know, a trial period there, and then boom, like, you know, cut loose. I had a girlfriend one time break up with. Well, I had a new girlfriend. I showed up in school with a hickey.
Uh oh.
And I had my polo shirt on. I had a purple polo shirt with a collar. You know, and I had the collar up all day. She's like, "Why'd you put your collar down?" I'm like, "No, leave my collar alone, man." And that's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, getting caught out there.
Man.
That's the worst feeling.
But those days are over.
Yeah.
My wife's watching. What's up, Tony Black and Tammy Welsh? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show's live recording. By the way, if anybody's watching for the first time on Facebook Live, you can go to our show at wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. We have, this is our 602nd episode, by the way. It's a lot, right? And we got shows going back to 2013. Esther Koo, Bobby Collins, Rich Voss is a great podcast with Bob Levy in the studio and Jim Florentine and Gary from Florida. So go back to some of the archives and check it out. So, man, I had one of those like stressful like I said, all these kind of things are going on.
Really?
Oh, here's what I want to talk about. This, I shared with listeners years ago, I was at the Stardom Comedy Lounge or Comedy Club in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
And I was there with very funny comic Tim Polnick. This is a couple years ago. It was a Tuesday through Thursday. Comedy Zone booked it. I was the feature. And let's just say this is the only time I ever got fired from a job.
Wow.
It was a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I did Tuesday. We had a real hard time, too. It's a hard room. Most people know the room. It's a very difficult room because it's like performing in a theater that's like an IMAX theater. You know what I mean? You can't hear the audience. If you know what I mean? Because everything's so big and up.
Okay.
And they're really like, they start with down here and they're all the way up there. So it's kind of hard to connect. You just and it was tough. And, you know, and all dude, I sound like Hillary Clinton now, but like the MC... I'm blaming people, in other words.
Here we go.
So I'm
passing the buck off.
The MC was very funny. Guy was hilarious. He crushed. You know, and I would crush, too, if I was doing Chris Rock and Sinbad jokes. But, you know, so I came out, and hey, I'm chubby. You know, it was kind of rough. And the second I put it together, I thought I did a bunch. I sold some T-shirts, and I thought it was good. But then they were like, look, we're going to get another feature.
So they gave you the fucking axe.
Yeah. I still got paid, though. So now I'm returning. I'm going to be there on, it's like the 24th, whatever that Sunday is of June.
Is this the first time you've been going back since?
First time going back.
Are you anxious? Are you nervous
at
all?
Yeah, of course. I'm like, you know, I don't want to have that happen again.
Because you fucking bit, like you ate it.
No, listen, it wasn't that, like the first show I did was bad. I mean, it was like when, and again, I kept thinking to myself, well, somebody told me you really can't hear the crowd and I don't hear them. I don't hear shit, so everything seems to be fine.
Oh my god, that's hilarious!
But you know, it's notoriously it's a tough room.
Yeah,
and I remember the only thing when it happened, and when the first night, the manager of the club called me, says, "Hey, whoo, that was rough, huh?" I go, "I'm like, yeah, of course it was rough."
Oh my god,
no, and I'm like, hey, "Listen, I own it," and he goes, "Well, you know, if you want tomorrow, we can switch it up. Maybe you host." And let the host feature. I'm like, nah, man. You know what? I'll do it. I'll change things around.
Right.
I'll do some things, and I did. I told simpler jokes. I didn't. You know what I mean? I kind of just stayed on more of the funny. No, nothing that could be here. You know, I don't know what it was, but that was the kind of crowd where you'd make one. You say one word, and they think they understand the joke, and they wouldn't even listen to the rest.
Okay.
So they wouldn't give it a chance to, you know, like my dick joke. They thought it was. They felt like it was racist. I'm like, it's anti-racist.
Oh,
you
boy.
Know, I mean, they didn't get so. But the second night came out, like I said, did pretty good. I heard them laughing,
yeah.
And I sold some T-shirts, which is a comic. If you sell merch, that's usually a good sign. You know, at least that a few people liked you.
And then you get home, and then you get the call.
Yeah. Then that was so. The first night, that's the night. So I go back. I do pretty good. I'm thinking, okay. So the next morning, Joel from Comedy Zone calls me and says, "Hey, man." How's it going? I go, oh, all right. He goes, how'd things go? I'm like, well, I told him the first night. He goes, oh, like the club called and they're going to go with another feature. They just said, you're not connecting. I said, yeah, it's been, you know. And he goes, don't worry. I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah, don't worry. I go, no, I'm not really worried about the club. I can understand. You know, it's not like I was sitting there with, at the improv bombing or something. So I was like, yeah, it's cool. My only concern is with you guys. You know, I don't want you guys to say, fuck this guy. He's like, oh, no. This is a normal thing with this, you know what I mean? It's not like it's
okay. Yeah.
In other words, if you don't do well here, we're not gonna, you know.
Yeah.
Think less of you in a sense, but yeah. So I'm going back.
Nice.
And
how long are you gonna be out there?
20-25 minutes, I'm guessing. Feature set 25-30 minutes
for the weekend.
Oh no, just Sunday night. One night, thank God.
Okay.
Hit or miss. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just a one and done.
Yeah. So that, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know.
Oh man. So are you anxious and nervous?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. It's like eating at me. I have enough stuff. You know, it's bad enough when you find out somebody was trying to keep food out of your family.
Because you might be, you know, gassing yourself up for one thing and you're gonna show up and it's gonna be a whole nother ball game and you're gonna be like, man, that was a breeze.
Yeah, can you imagine you tell your first joke and all of a sudden boom, it's like, you know, like that happens sometimes when you go to a crowd with older people, you think, oh, they're gonna be horrible. And then you tell a joke, and
no,
they're like,
"They're
laughing.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. They're awesome. They always want to have a good time and just laugh."
Yeah,
I always have a good show when they're.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. And by the way, I extend an invitation to you. Now I'm going to go ahead and say this. I was going to keep this on the down low.
Oh come on, let it out.
But you know, like when I first started doing comedy, And when I shouldn't say the first, when I first started doing comedy, when I first started getting work as a comic,
right,
I would offer spots and work for other comics.
Yeah.
Like people I knew or people I thought were funny, you know what I mean? And, you know, Cisco would always tell, I took Cisco with me to Winner's Circle when he was starting. You know, I took, you know, I basically take people to get some exposure, go other places, you know, feel what it's like to be out of the town doing your local open, actually doing a show, you know what I mean? And people I thought, hey, these people are cool, you know, whatever, they're funny, they're deserving, you know? So the other day I was thinking about it, I'm going to be headlining at Coconuts in St. Pete next week, Wednesday through Saturday. And basically there's no feature on those shows. It's just local. They give local spots to people. And the club says, you know, bring, if you want somebody to come, we'd love to see new faces and stuff. So I said, absolutely. So, yeah, at first I'm like, you know, who's going to want to drive all the way to St. Pete? And have no money, you know, and I said, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to think about the last few weeks or last couple months or whatever of local comics I know that made me laugh. Where I think, you know, Nadim's, you know, everybody should know I love him. He's a funny guy.
Dude, he's very funny.
You know. He's the kid's going to be great.
Yeah.
Right. And even recently I did a show with Ethan Moore. You know what I mean? I said, let's all, you know, he'd be good to do this. Let's do that. And Mike Cintron, he was a friend. I said, you know, he's to get him out, see if he wants to get on the road a little bit, get some experience. Good longtime friend.
That'd be awesome.
Right. And, you believe it or not, he even offered Fozzle.
Hell yeah.
Although he bombed hard at the Novelty that night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Putting him out there,
but he did. I mean, you know, he knew he did. He, I
when
think he
was this?
It's like a week ago, like not last Saturday or the Saturday before. Something.
Oh
like that.
Man, sorry to hear that, dude.
Well, it wasn't an easy room either. It wasn't. You know, it was like, but I love. Here's the funny thing about quick story about Foz. Foz was like 6'8", you know, of all just lumpiness.
And he's tall, man.
He's a tall dude, and you know he'll sit there. He'll after he gets off or he's watching
lumpiness.
I don't know. He's just not like he's not like you know. anyway, so he, but he. Instead, he's a tall dude.
Yeah.
So the show is going on. There's like 20 people at the bar and at tables back, and he's just standing there in front of everybody watching the show. And my wife laughs because he did the same thing to her when I did that Spill the Bean show, their show. He was standing right there in front of my wife and two other people that are sitting on these chairs all the way in the back. He just stood there. We're like, what the fuck? I can't see the show.
Yeah.
So it was funny. So my wife laughed, and I walked over and said, hey, you think it'd be better if maybe you sat down or stood in the back somewhere? And it was, yeah, you know, he laughed. He, you know, thought it was funny. So I invited him, but he's busy. He says he's got things to do, right? So Ciro, you know, on the show here, he's going to go up one night.
That's awesome.
Right? And you, I get extended the invitation to you as well.
Yeah.
Right? So, and I didn't want to say anything to other people because then some comics are like, well, how come they didn't ask me? You know what I mean? Well, again, like if I walk in a room and you ask, why didn't I say hello? You know, it's just recognizing talent, right?
Right.
I didn't want to do that for a while, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pay it forward. Right? I shared a story with you. I won't mention the guy's name, but a fellow comic. I think this is the funniest story. I'm going to close the segment. But a fellow comic I've known a long time. Good kid. You know, I like the kid and everything. And I'm on my, I got this new thing on my Instagram where you can find out what somebody unfollows you on Instagram.
Oh, you follow. Check. You follow, or you you have an app that tells you when people follow or unfollow you.
Right.
So you follow that as well. That's interesting.
I kind of, well, you know what I mean.
So you're keeping an eye on your people who you want to know. Like, well, I don't care who it is. If you unfollow me, unfollow me. But
well, the only
you
reason,
know
the only reason I care, because I basically sometimes if somebody follows me, I just follow them back.
Okay, so you, but, so, okay.
If somebody does that,
you,
there's people that do that, so you do follow them, and then they don't follow you. Next thing you know, you got... You're following 10,000 people, and you got 4,000 of your own.
So you okay? I hear what you're saying. Right, so if someone doesn't follow you, you don't want to follow them.
No,
it's
I mean
personally.
No. I don't want to follow somebody. Like if somebody follows me and I follow them just to follow them because they're following me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to follow them if they're not following me because the whole premise of following them is because they're following me.
Gotcha. Okay.
But if it's somebody I know and I like their stuff, I don't give a shit whether they follow me or not. You know, I'll follow them because that's my entertainment.
Okay.
It's very simple. So. But so somebody I've been following, they're following me. We're friends. You know, we know each other. So I see that this person unfollowed me on Instagram.
Mm.
I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, I don't get it. And then right like quickly thereafter, I realize it happened on Twitter.
Oh no!
So I'm like, all right. Well, you know, being that the way things are, I wonder what's going on. Yeah, I never know because now I'm finding out people are talking shit behind my back, and saying stuff to other people. So I'm thinking, well, what the fuck
is this? That's interesting.
So I just messaged this comic and, hey, man, are we cool? What happened? I saw you, something, you know, and I posted that thing about the fat chick. So I thought maybe he was upset, like some other people did, that I posted a fat chick photo.
Maybe.
And I said, hey, what's up? And he goes, oh, no. And this is what he said. He goes, no, man, I'm only going to follow my friend, my family and good friends. So I was, all right, that's cool. That's all I need to hear. Yeah, that's fine. Hey, whatever, good, whatever. And then the person proceeds then ask me, hey, you're getting booked a lot. You're working. You mind if I pick your brain a little bit about, you know, getting booked? Like, you know, how, you know, ways to get booked and stuff.
And it's like, I just unfollowed you, but can you do me a favor?
And I thought the person was joking. So I said, well, I got to tell you, dude, you know, I only really give advice and help like family and my good friends. Welcome to the Friend or Foe podcast.
Yikes.
Like, listen, that's a true story. And I just don't understand. Like, to me, that just, you know, I'm like, and here's the, I mean, the best part, I don't give, you know what I mean? Whatever. I like to know. I don't care.
You
somebody,
obviously do give a shit.
No. I don't give a shit. I just, it's good to know. Like, if somebody feels that way, it's better to know. That's good. That's good. Because why should I sit there and say hi to you all the time, be nice to you, if you're harboring these weird, whatever your feelings are? So why the fuck are you being nice to me and talking to me and all this shit? If you feel that way about it, then, you know, let me know.
Well, damn. Just saying. That little app started up a whole bunch of shit. Because you wouldn't even have known if he unfollowed you. You wouldn't have known. It wouldn't have mattered.
Right.
But that stupid app.
But now I know.
Now you know.
And now you know. And when we come back here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, we're going to talk about things you need to know. These are stories and that we think that amongst your day and mainstream media and all that kind of shit, these are things you really should know about. We'll be right back with that right after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullah with the Wake Up Dougie show. It's time to wake up and bake.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Plain, clean, and simple. Wrapped up nice and tight. Yeah, a little pound cake from Van Halen with Sammy Hagar. You care for either one, Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth? Who was your favorite?
Oh, which one was my favorite?
Yeah.
David Lee Roth.
Yeah?
Yeah. He was crazier.
As
you
a
know?
Showman, if you ever saw him in concert, like I saw him with both.
Yeah.
And, you know, David Lee was a much better front man.
I'm saying that he was more crazy, more out there, more wacky, and, yeah, you know, he was more jump aroundy, and, you know what I mean, more fun.
But music-wise, I love, you know, Sammy and the, because he adds the guitar in there, he plays his own guitar with them, you know, Eddie, you know, adds a little bit, and then, but when I watch them in concert, Sammy Hagar, called Sammy Hale, or Hagar Hale, Sammy, was it Van Hagar?
Van Hagar.
That's the name
When
it was Van Hagar, watching them was just like, might as well be watching the Moody Blues or something. It's a different stage show. Anyway, welcome back to the show. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Tuesday here in Danger Studios. I'm here with Elgin David.
Yeah.
And, we opened the show with some discussions and just basically shit that happens, you know.
Just Dougie venting, pretty much. Just,
you know, listen, I just want to say it. When you find out that in a matter of a few days, when you find out a few things, a comedy contest is basically favored, kind of fake fixed kind of thing, and then you find out somebody you knew or somebody, you know, is basically, you know, trying to keep you from working, like to be that fucking spiteful or that much of a dick, and you know, this kind of stuff, You know, you just like, what the, you know, I don't get it. You're like, what?
I'm a good guy. Why don't people like me?
The video keeps freezing up. It's probably because my damn battery's dying on the iPad. So
oh,
I apologize,
it?
Facebook
is it?
Live.
Oh,
is it freezing up when you watch it? It's just me. I'm freezing up. I'm getting stuck in time.
I guess.
What's up, Mike Sweeney? How you doing, buddy? Now listen, I don't know if you've ever been in the Asian stuff, but here's an interesting thing that you need to know. If you're ever in Japan, the men of Japan actually have to take out an insurance called groper's insurance.
What?
Yeah.
This is a real thing.
It's a real thing.
All men have to take this out.
If they want to.
Okay, groper's insurance.
Right. Like, it's so busy. You ever watch some of these things, like they go to Japan, like on the subway, the stuff people are just packing in, you know what I mean? And there's always like a lot of people crowding around. So I guess guys would get, you know, if you're around women, you're in your pack, what are you gonna, you might as well have your hands where they should be, or, you know, appropriately placed. So when you're bumping around, your hands on the girl's ass the whole
right.
time.
Okay.
Opportunist, we'd call them. You know, but what happens is, how are you going to prove it? So if all of a sudden somebody says, he groped me, you know, that guy, you know, whatever. And then the guy's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know, it's an insurance. It's an insurance that keeps that from, like, you're covered. Like, the minute, because most people go, I can't sit there and defend myself. I'm just going to settle, you know what I mean, whatever.
Wow. So they have this insurance. If they get accused of groping, they can just pay them off.
That's right. Tokyo in Japan, where train travel can often be a perilous ordeal for women, an insurance company is reporting a sudden run on a policy that protects men falsely accused of groping.
What? Is this real?
Yeah. It costs about $57 if somebody accuses you of groping them. It's a spike in takers for 6,400 yen, $57. False groping accusation benefit plan was triggered by a spat of incidents when men were suspected of molesting female commuters fled the scene along the railway's tracks. Tokyo-based firm told the news. Japan has made efforts to tackle the problem of rush hour sex pests with posters. Oh, that'll do it. On trains and television campaigns, while railway operators provide women-only carriages for the busiest times of day. You know, that's not saying a lot about the men in your country when you got to have women. You know, like, I can't stop grabbing a paw.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Groping insurance. That's,
I mean, you know.
It's interesting.
Think about it.
There's so many people making claims that they need to have a groping insurance. Somebody saw the potential in that market.
Yes, hell yeah!
Like, you know how many people will buy it?
It was initially set up as a fringe benefit under which fees for any legal consultation, including domestic or traffic accidents, were covered. But the firm's helpline service, which alerts lawyers practicing in the vicinity of the alleged groping incident, has proved a hit with the customer. So in other words, if something happens, there's people on staff, there's a guy, like, they have ambulance chasers, you know, those attorneys that when somebody has an accident, they go and help you sue.
Yeah.
But there's, like, you know, if some lady's yelling at this guy, you fucking, he's like, and this guy runs over, I got this.
Yeah, but it's bad enough that, you know, you see these videos, the dash cam videos of people, like, jumping in front of cars or just, right, like, falling on parked cars. Yeah. Now people are going to be, like, diving their crotch onto you grope me.
It says here about 1,800 arrests are made yearly under public nuisance laws.
What?
But in 2006, a professor at the National Defense Medical College, you know, who had nothing else to do, appealed his conviction all the way to the Supreme Court and had his conviction, a 22-month prison sentence, overturned. Here's a guy that spent 22 months in prison because he grabbed the girl's ass on the train.
Wow. That's crazy.
You have to keep your hands to yourself, gentlemen.
I say this every day.
Like, when you walk through a crowded area, right? When you walk through a crowded area, like, my wife used to get mad.
Yeah.
I remember going to clubs sometimes, the people were walking, as the guy would walk by, he would fucking feel her up.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her punch a guy in the back of the head one time.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, what the fuck? Well, that's something you need to know. If you live in Japan, you may need groper's insurance.
That's so interesting.
Here's a story. I don't know if I said it yesterday or if I got the chance to talk about it much, but as a dog owner, it sickens me to my core.
Oh, boy.
Alabama mail carrier was arrested for feeding a dog a meatball laced with nails.
What?
This lady doesn't want to deal with the dogs. So she basically makes a nice big meatball, puts a bunch of nails in it, like an ISIS making a bomb. ISIS member making a bomb, and she gives it to the fucking dog.
That's terrible. Yeah, look at this.
And look at her.
Unbelievable.
She looks like she's been attacked by a dog, though.
Why would somebody do that?
You know, that's what I'm, you know. Look at, you know, I mean, how, it just, again, it just, it boggles my mind that there are people out there that actually put this shit together, they do it, and they think, oh, you know what, this will be fine.
Yeah, like that was so miserable for that dog to have to go through, eating that thing with them nails.
I'm sure that, it didn't
imagine
say
the agony the dog went through. They don't think this?
Well,
when they make this thing? Makes,
are they trying to kill the dog? I don't know if it didn't say in the story if the dog died or not, but they're also guilty. They're waiting for other people to come on her route. To see if other people, you know, complain about the same thing.
Wow. Well, maybe she's like a postman vigilante, like sticking up for all the years that dogs have bitten mailmen.
Yeah, exactly. She's getting back at us.
Yeah. Well, she thinks that's what she thinks she's doing.
Right.
Because she was triggered.
I don't know. I think this woman. This should be like a Hannibal moment.
Oh my God.
You know when they put this lady in a big pit with a bunch of dogs. That have nails around their collars.
Oh man, that movie, that's the worst. Could you imagine just being in that pit and getting eaten by pigs, and there's nothing you could do about it? Cornell,
get me!
He pushes him in the fucking thing. Oh my God! And then he can't even get out.
Right.
That was creepy. The way they trained them too, to the sound of screams, to make them eat every time.
Right.
Oh my God! So of course he's gonna beat the shit out of you because you're gonna be screaming.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Cornell!
I'm gonna try to laugh.
Oh my God! But yeah, that freaks me out every time I see it when they bite his head.
Great movie.
Oh my God!
I thought this. Here's a story you need to know. Not everybody with a let's say how do you say this? Let's see how I'm gonna do this. Not everybody that is given like rich kids, in other words, you know, given great example, you know. I love it when people who don't deserve it get what they deserve.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, I think you're going to make it make sense.
Here's something you need to know. Harvard withdraws 10 acceptances after offensive memes online chat.
Oh.
So, again, we all believe in freedom of speech, but freedom of speech comes with a consequence. Just ask Kathy Griffin.
Okay, so you're saying that these people had scholarships and they're being denied admission because of their online
They
profile.
Got accepted into Harvard.
Right.
10 people were accepted into Harvard because they thought, here's a good idea. You know, and again, you know, somebody thought my meme was a scumbag meme for taking a picture of a fat girl.
It is fucked up, Dougie.
It's not fucked up. I didn't take her face. She was standing, and it wasn't just the way, it wasn't that she wasn't really fat, she was just a big girl.
So?
But, and so, and she had like a backpack on, she had a fucked up shirt, and some shitty short, like, it was more of a total picture thing. It wasn't just that she was fat, she was just disgusting.
Ugh.
And the point was, my wife didn't have to worry about me when I was on the road. I was just trying to make my wife feel better. I wasn't thinking of myself. I wasn't being, you know what I mean?
I'm going to make my wife feel better by making this woman feel miserable.
She didn't know. She had nothing to do with it. She didn't. She's not a victim. She doesn't know who the fuck. I don't know who she. I didn't show her face.
If I took a picture of you.
If you took a picture of my back and you sent it to your girl saying, look at this,
but
look
let's
at this
say,
fucking
let's
guy.
Say it
I'm
going
to go to diet tomorrow.
And would you know it was you?
I would, but I wouldn't give it. I wouldn't think anybody else would.
So if you saw this picture that's been circling the internet, and then it got back to you, and you're like, "That's me," and these people have been like, "That
would
make probably, you."
Pissed. I would laugh. I mean, I know what I look like. I'm gonna say, "Oh, that's you know, my ass ain't that bad," so I would be okay with it. I'd look better from behind. I look from the side. If it was a picture from the side, I'd be pissed.
Come on, you'd be mad. You got mad that somebody deleted you from Instagram.
I didn't
You'd
get
be
mad
if you saw a fucking meme
Listen,
about yourself
let's get
going
something straight.
Around the internet.
Just because you're sitting in Peter fucking Leonard's chair doesn't mean you're going to be a dick like him. All right, let's get something straight. I didn't give a shit that this person unfollowed me. I was mad that they actually had the nerve to ask me for advice.
Ah, okay.
After they told me that the reason they did, all right? Yeah, it says here that Facebook messaging group was at one point titled Harvard Memes for Horny Borges. I wish John Levine was here. Borges. Borges.
Bourgeois, I don't know.
You're probably right. Sorry. It's not a word I'd throw out there. Bourgeois teens. You're probably right. Bourgeois. Looks like it. I mean, have you know how to spell bourgeois if somebody said to spell it?
I don't know. No.
Yeah, I either would I. So John Levine would be laughing at me. You guys are laughing at me. But you know what? I've never used the word bourgeois.
Yeah, I don't even know.
It began about 100 members. It began when 100 members of Harvard College incoming freshman class contacted each other through a university official class of 2021 Facebook group. They created a messaging group where students could share memes about popular culture, a growing trend on the internet. We all know what memes are.
Right.
The exchanges took a dark run, according to an article published by the Harvard Crimson on Sunday. Some of the group members decided to form an offshoot group. This is when you always get in trouble. Just ask the Illuminati. In which students could share R-rated memes. A student told Crimson, the founders of the group, then chat, demanded that students post provocative memes in the larger group to gain it admittance to the smaller group.
Hmm.
So it's like, hey, you want to be part of this group? This is what you got to do. And these hoople heads jumped up. The students in the spinoff group exchanged memes and images mocking sexual assault, the Holocaust, death of children.
Oh, wow.
One comic put a fat chick. Oh, that was me. I'm not getting into Harvard.
Ugh.
Sometimes directing jokes at specific ethnic or racial groups, according to the screenshots of that chat obtained by the Crimson. One message called the hypothetical hanging of Mexican child a piñata time.
Why?
Other messages quipped that abusing children was sexually arousing.
What? Come on. These guys definitely are not getting in now. I mean, wow. Did they think that was a good idea?
They must have.
Idiots.
But don't you think this is a situation where because other people are doing it, it's just enrolling, like you think it's not going to be. If other people are doing it, then it's okay to do it?
Well, no. Not really.
I'm just saying, like, sometimes if it's like a society type thing, it's like the Lord of the Flies.
But this was like a public chat room thing, right?
Like a group. Like if they went on Facebook and they're part of this group, they're all going to be going to Harvard. So they got in this thing and they said, no, we're going to set up our own little thing.
And obviously they got a hold of the group, the people at Harvard.
Yeah, because somebody reported what they were seeing. And right. It says here, as a reminder, Harvard College reserves the right to withdraw an offer of admission under various conditions, including if an admitted student engages in behavior that brings question to his or her honesty, maturity, or moral character.
Yikes.
There you go. Let's try to explain that to Mom and Dad. Mom, Dad, you know how we were so happy about me getting into Harvard? And you put all away that money for me all these years so I can afford to go?
Well these memes that we were, these racist, miserable, terrible memes we were posting.
I thought it was funny. I took this picture of a little baby Mexican kid and I called it piñata time. Don't you think it's funny, Ma?
That's terrible. That's terrible. That's like, see? You got to be careful with your memes, people.
The university's decision to rescind the student's acceptance to Harvard underscores the dangers of social media posts, public or private. You got freedom of speech, but you can be judged for it, folks, and you can lose a lot more for the benefit of trying to be different or funny.
It's true.
You know, in all fairness, I did delete that.
Good.
That post.
Good.
You know, pick up people commenting on it. I'm like, you know what? I thought it was funny because I thought it was more funny because I was joking on my wife. But, you know.
Just text it to her next time.
I did. I sent her that, and I thought it was funny. I looked at the picture, and I said, you know what? I thought it'd be funny to share the moment. My wife doesn't have to worry about me being here in Iowa. I should have taken a big group photo. I should have got a bunch of them so that way nobody would have recognized anybody. Because there was a bunch of them. Just saying.
Just stop.
Listen, it's not unheard of that the further north you go, the bigger the women get.
Hmm.
You know, when it snows 8 months a year or whatever, and you can't go out, you can't run around the track, you can't do Pilates, I guess. You can't go to yoga. You can't stop eating meatloaf. I don't know.
I like meatloaf.
I'm saying this because, look, I'm big. I'm trying to go on a diet. Now, I don't know if you guys, I thought this was, you got to know about this if you don't know about it. That one, it's a viral video going on around now, but this guy who was mowing his lawn while a tornado spins behind him.
Oh.
Did you see that?
I got to look at this. I did see the headline, but I didn't get to look at it.
A man in Alberta, Canada, was recently photographed mowing his lawn as a tornado swirled menacingly in the distance.
Is this real?
Yes. Theonis Wiesel told the Canadian press that he was keeping an eye on it and that the twister was moving away from the house because he's a meteorologist, you know. That's why he makes so much. He's such a great meteorologist. He has to cut his own grass.
He was a storm chaser.
And he pushed the red mower along. His wife, Cecilia, said to snap the photo of the show parents to show her parents in South Africa. Look at the fucking idiot I married.
Damn, she should have took a video.
Isn't that funny?
That's amazing, though.
I mean, sometimes, like, I've been on the beach when a water spout, you know, you're sitting there just watching it.
You know, I've never seen one for real. Like a real, like a water spout. Right. I've always, like, oh, it's a funnel cloud. But I've never seen one. I want to see one for real.
I can tell you this. The only tornadoes I ever really saw, especially being in Florida a lot, was in Tampa. Tampa, for some reason, always got a lot of water spouts and twisters off because of Tampa, the way it is,
Yeah.
It's a land base.
Well, last night, I was in a tornado warning. In the middle of, like, Davie.
Yeah.
And it was pretty crazy. We all got it on our phone at the same time, tornado warning, and then all of a sudden, lightning, thunder, and wind like crazy.
Hit.
Yeah. It was nuts. So, but I still didn't get to see it, though.
Well, maybe one of these days, and hopefully it won't lift you up and take you away.
Oh, yeah, probably that would happen, and then I'd end up where I belong, in Munchkinland.
Yeah. Well, good for him. At least get the chores done. And congratulations to Wonder Woman.
Did you see it?
No, but I saw the coming attractions look great.
Yeah, the trailer and everything.
Now, I a lot of people complained. Of course, famous superhero critic and comedian Michael Lawrence didn't seem to think that much. He said something about the dialogue, and she's always asking. Everybody's spelling everything out. You know, like, I hate when a movie says everybody has to. It's almost like the writing. Like, nobody goes through life explaining everything they're doing. I'm doing this because, you know, I mean, like, who I am and... But Conquering Milestone and Movie... Yeah! Conquering Milestone and Movie Myths at theaters this past weekend. Wonder Woman kicked her way to 100.5 million domestic in their opening weekend. It's pretty big. Didn't like the original, Spider-Man was like 80 mil or something like that back then. I think Avengers did what? U.S.? Like 100 and something mil?
Avengers was ridiculous.
Like 190 mil or something like that, wasn't it? It was like incredible. And don't even forget about, you know, Europe and all that.
Wow.
So it's good that a female, you know, she looks like a badass.
Well, I can't wait to see it just because of the way it's shot and everything. It looks really, it's a step up in DC films from what I've seen, right. You know, with Batman vs. Superman, also Man of Steel, and... I think they're finally getting somewhere. Even Suicide Squad was horrible.
It was horrible. I thought I had so much hope for that.
Yeah, me too. And well, not really, because I'm really a Marvel fan. I love the Marvel franchise.
Marvel guy.
But it was they did a terrible job with that. All their movies, really, except for I like The Dark Knight.
Yeah, that series is good.
The Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy was awesome. The Dark Knight, obviously, was amazing.
Right.
I
watched it. They had it again this weekend.
Oh, it's so good.
So I watched it just to watch it. And then the one with Bane.
I just think Marvel films are much more fun and colorful and funny and also action-packed. And I don't know. I think they're too. Like,
you see that they
dark.
Got the new Spider-Man coming out?
Yes, it's
gonna
be awesome.
It was the kid that was in the Civil War, Captain America Civil War one, right?
Tom Holland. Yes.
And they have Tony Stark in it because it's basically following that storyline.
Exactly.
Where, you know, Tony Stark wants to help him because he's a scientist kid and he uses his power and influence him to, you know.
It's going to be really cool. Can't wait to see it.
Because the last kid, the kid that was really English, like not the guy.
Andrew Garfield.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't fill that suit. When you watched that Spider-Man with that guy, he looked like somebody wearing pajamas. Like everybody else was fit and it was or whatever, but
I liked the Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield. I thought it was cool. I liked the second version with the eyes and everything, the way the costume was.
Yeah,
that was my favorite rendition of the costume. But with the new Spider-Man, it's cool because Marvel finally is like making the film as opposed to it being a Sony franchise.
Right.
Like now Marvel Studios, they can finally take over the Spider-Man character and integrate him into the
MCU. Like, for example, everybody who knows the comic book knows that unlike the Tobey Maguire version where he can shoot web out of his wrist all of a sudden.
Right.
That's how, but it wasn't. He actually made the webbing and then created the mechanism.
Yeah, the web cartridges and everything. And when they did it the first time with Tobey Maguire,
he could actually shoot webs
out of his wrists, which was a really crazy thing.
Didn't make any sense.
Right.
This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show where we're making a lot of sense, if you think. I'm here with Delge and David.
Here.
And we're going to come back with Straight from the Headlines right after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida. Tired of arguing with your friends on Facebook about who's right and wrong? Why not go out to a comedy show? Here's some suggestions for you. I'll be in Coral Springs, Florida on June 7th at Tavolino della Notte's for the Wise Guys Comedy Show. June 14th through the 17th, you can catch me at Coconuts Comedy Club in St. Pete Beach, Florida. June 20th, I'll be at Lexington, South Carolina, at the Comedy Zone located in Moonshiners. On June 21st, I'll be in Salisbury, North Carolina at the Comedy Zone that's located in the City Tavern. June 22nd, going to be in Georgia at the Loft in Columbus, Georgia. And on Saturday, June 24th, you can catch me at Fort Walton Beach, Florida at the Comedy Zone located at the Block. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com and be sure to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Thanks for listening. Go out and see some live comedy in your neighborhood and have fun. Take care, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Unfortunately, most of it happens here in South Florida.
I know, it's so funny. You ever go to Florida Man?
We had a, no, what is that?
This is like FloridaMan.com or something like that.
Oh, I got
it. And it's just all stories that start with Florida Man. And then it's like, Florida Man eats alligator off of blah, blah, blah. Florida Man. Blah.
Well, we had a story yesterday. It was great. In a Jacksonville strip club, somebody had bad buffet there. The dancers and a girl shit on stage, diarrhea everywhere.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Tracy Young comic, you know, goes, that's a shitty club. You know, a shitty strip club. Here's our first story. Mom spends $25,000 on exotic cars, sand camel for her son's prom.
What?
Mom, my parents didn't do shit for me. The only thing my parents did for my prom is they let me take the caddy.
Wow, that's awesome.
I got to take my dad's caddy on it, you know.
Yeah, I went to the prom stag.
Yeah?
And then I went in someone else's limo, and I wore Converse to my prom because I'm the man.
Really?
Hell yeah.
You went to one prom?
Yeah, I went to my prom, and I danced with everybody.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, and I fucking, you know me, I opened up a circle, started doing windmills and shit.
Yeah.
Break dancing, and that was my prom. And then I went to Dangerfields in the city my prom. That's and cool. Went to a comedy show.
I went to a few.
You went to more than one prom?
I went to somebody, I was somebody's prom date my junior year, and then I went to my prom with my girlfriend at the time, and then I went to her prom. She went to a different school.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to my prom, and I took somebody who was really hot, like sexy girl, and nothing happened. That was a problem, but I thought it would. And I had a girlfriend, and you'll never believe what I did to make this happen.
What?
When I was in high school, I had this one girl who wasn't very good looking.
Oh, boy.
Come in and say, you know, she came into the place where my girlfriend worked at the time and said that, you know, I don't have a date and I feel bad, but, you know, my family knows Doug's family and they kind of talked and I felt bad and, you know, and Doug said he would like to do it because, you know, he knows me and, you know, whatever. And like, so I took her to my prom as a as a, you know.
Okay.
It's like a thing. So.
It worked.
In Philadelphia, a Philadelphia teenager's mom took his prom to an extreme spending spree of $25,000, got a real camel, 3 tons of sand, and an exotic car. He brought 3 dates. Look at him. He's got his own harem. And in all custom-made gowns. And wore 3 different outfits himself. Now that's getting a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear this for the first part of the prom. And then the second, well, it wouldn't be bad. Like, I changed after we got back after the prom. Then you go party. Then you go back, you get put on a t-shirt and some shorts and flip-flops, and you go party.
I want to see this.
At the hotel.
Kid.
Saudia Schuler says she thought she had the thought of sending her only son, Johnny Eden Jr., to Dubai for a visit. Instead, she decided to bring Dubai to Philadelphia.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous.
He had 3 dates.
This is a Dubai-themed
prom. In one outfit, he looks like Jay-Z. And the other looks like Usher. And in the third one, he looks like Osama bin Laden.
Oh, my God.
Good for him. Camel, wow.
Hey, if you got the money, fucking why not?
Why not? So here's the thing. Some people say that's bullshit, but whoever rents that camel made money.
Yep.
The person who had to shovel all that sand made some money.
Yep. The people who set up all this beautiful decor, whoever made that cake, yeah, everybody's getting paid.
You can say what you want about rich people, but they keep poor people with money in their pockets.
Hey, hell yeah.
By the way, from Facebook Live, Ryan Vanderhelden says, I went to 9 proms. So my junior year and senior year prom, I was over it. Well, I never had a junior prom.
9 fucking proms.
I think junior prom is like a.
It's a cash grab.
Yeah.
I think it's BS. Yeah. What's the point of having a junior prom? Stupid.
Hey, I thought this was pretty funny. I'm a soccer fan, right?
Oh, you are? Yeah, of course.
I love the game of soccer. I love the game of soccer so much. I want to become the shape of the ball.
Wow.
See, I made fun of myself. I can make fun of other people. I make fun of myself. Fucking lighten up, you bunch of fucking hoopleheads. Girl with short hair kicked out of soccer tournament.
What?
They only did it because I look like a boy, she said. And an 8-year-old girl and the rest of her soccer team were disqualified from a girls' tournament in Nebraska because event organizers thought she was a boy. Imagine the embarrassment when the referee tried to grab her balls. Millie Hernandez thinks it's because of her short haircut. They only did it because I look like a boy, she said. Casey Mann, executive director of Nebraska State Soccer, said in a statement that the player's appearance had nothing to do with the decisions. Nebraska State Soccer would never disqualify a player from participating on a girls' team based on appearance. However, it is important to know that the roster submitted to the state by the club identified this player as male. And that the competition rules for U.S. youth soccer do not allow boys to play on girls' teams, although they don't mind if they shower together.
But it is a girl.
Right.
So she has short hair. For some reason, somebody fucked up on the paperwork and said it was a boy?
You think the team mom, the lady who brings orange slices and shit, didn't realize it?
Why would you not know?
No, I thought that was a boy.
It's a girls' team.
But sometimes you have, sometimes certain teams... You know, I mean, I've seen boys teams that have a girl on it, because she's, she's real athletic, but I've never seen like a girls team with a boy on it.
Hmm.
Well, then again, I haven't been out there. Things have changed nowadays.
Well,
Hernandez plays for Omaha's Azuri Cachorros, girls 11 and under club team. I play in an over 40 waist league.
That's so ridiculous. It's a girls fucking team.
Right.
Why would they kick?
Whoever
filled out their paperwork, why would they put male?
Well, the
at
question
all?
is that really true? I mean, somebody's got to verify that.
Right.
Coach Mario Torres in Omaha that he received a call from a tournament organizer the morning of the game informing him that his team couldn't play because of one of the players, Hernandez, was listed on the roster as a boy. Torres immediately alerted him and his family, which brought several forms of identification to the organizers to prove the player is a girl. We showed them all different types of IDs, her sister Alina Hernandez said. The president of the tournament said they had made their decision and wouldn't change it. even though we had insurance card and documentation that she is a female.
And it's fucked up. It says that they kicked the whole team off the field.
Imagine.
That's so embarrassing.
And Anna said the tournament organizer, they weren't listening. They said, I look like a boy. Typo on the roster or not, Hernandez's father and coach were unhappy. And the way the situation was handled, she was crying after they told us. Gerardo Hernandez said of his daughter, they made her cry. She cried so much, she went over by the tree and pissed on it. But then she drove off. She was so mad, she drove off on her bike, and it was a boy's bike.
Oh, boy.
Ah, too bad.
Well,
it was a few years. This is a true story. A few years ago, the Iranian women's national soccer team was disqualified because it found out that six of the players were transgendered. They were guys.
Really?
Yep. Twitter, by the way, here's a great story. You know, everybody keeps talking about Donald Trump and his use on Twitter. Getting a lot of backlash because of what he said about the mayor of London. Which, by the way, I don't know if it's true, but my friend Cece posted it on Facebook that the mayor of London was a former attorney for one of the 9/11 attackers.
Wow.
Can you imagine that's true? And now the guy is the mayor of London?
Interesting connection.
New York President Donald Trump, it says here that Twitter users blocked by Trump are crying censorship. So these are people that probably lashed out on Trump. You know, I've never blocked anybody from my Twitter.
Okay.
Right? I blocked people on Facebook. I'll give you an example. Like when I posted that meme.
Yeah.
Right? This one comic mate said I was a scumbag post. I don't give a shit. This person's been opinionated before. I'm not surprised. And then another comic kind of joined the fray and said, oh, yeah, it's true, whatever. And that person unfollowed me on Instagram.
Wow! See, your fucking followers are dropping like flies.
I am. I'm gonna have nobody left.
What? See, at some point,
you guys got to join me. Help me out. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and Twitter. Let's get rid of all these hoople heads that have like thin skin. So you know, I thought. So here's a person. This particular person was always like, hey, you know, like liking everything and you know everything I ever did. And all of a sudden, they're just not. All of a sudden, they're gonna drop it because of you know what I mean? Good. Blocked. Unfriend. Not only unfriend. Block. If I unfriend somebody on Facebook, they're blocked.
Oh yeah, you don't want
that's
them
right.
ever look watching you.
That's right. I don't listen. If for some reason you unfriend, you don't want to, then good. Then don't ever come back.
Mm.
Because I don't. You know, can you imagine if somebody unfriended you and then if I'm going to friend them again?
It's happened.
Yeah, listen. That happened to Fozzle. Fozzle unfriended me because he didn't like what he said on the show, and then he friended me. We talked to me, blah blah blah. Blah. We're friends. It happens.
Yeah.
But if somebody is, I have a list of, I went on my Facebook, I saw how many people I have blocked. It's like 20 people.
Oh, you literally have like a block list.
It shows you. If you go on your Facebook, it shows people, friends you blocked or people you blocked.
Oh, I don't think
it's not
think
just
I
something
have,
I created.
Really
yeah, you have it. Everybody has it. Don't make me look like an asshole, Peter Leonard. So Trump says, hey, if you know what? If you're going to be that way, I'm going to that's it. You're blocked. Why should I have to go? If somebody's always going to say stupid shit. You know, why should I deal with it? President Donald Trump may be nation's tweeter-in-chief, but some Twitter users say he's violating their First Amendment by blocking people from his feed. From scornful comments they made, lawyers for the two Twitter users sent the White House a letter on Tuesday demanding they be unblocked. Now that sounds funny.
It's interesting.
They want to be unblocked from the president's real Trump account. The viewpoint based blocking of our clients is unconstitutional. Wrote attorneys, First Amendment Institute of Columbia University also had written. The White House didn't immediately respond to the request comment. The tweeters, one a liberal activist, the other a cyclist who says he's registered Republican, have posted and retweeted plenty of complaints and jokes about the Republican president. Much like everybody, I say, you know, telling a Trump joke is like telling a fart joke. You know, as somebody mentioned, it would be hard to be a Republican comedian,
mm-hmm.
right? Because everybody's just on the left when it comes to that. Like, you think you're going to make fun of, you know, somebody else? You're gonna say positive things about the president on stage? I can't do that. So screw you.
It's just better not to, just don't do political. It's easier not to do it.
It's that Dougie Dangerous, Ryan. Follow me there. All right, the next person, I won't give a shit. Speaking of crazy parents, I don't know about you, but one of the things I used to hate when my mom would wash my face when I was a kid, she'd grab a washcloth, put soap in it, and she'd wipe my face like she's trying to clean rust off it.
Ouch.
You know, like you know.
Yeah.
But at least she's not this lady. Mom charged, let's see here, Twitter, where we're at. Mom charged after boy's teeth are pulled in a Walmart restroom.
What? What?
Ma, can't we go to the dentist? No, we're going to Walmart. Grab my pliers. Says here that in Salt Lake City, authorities say a Utah woman pulled two of her son's teeth in a Walmart restroom. Prosecutors said Monday that the 47-year-old woman bought hand sanitizer and needle-nose pliers from the store, then took them into the restroom and pulled two of her seven-year-old son's teeth. Boy, one parent's giving the kid a camel and sand and fancy cars, and another one's using needle noses to pull his teeth. Police in American Fork, Utah, say the boy's older brother heard the child screaming and got him out of the restroom on April 2nd, my birthday. Charging documents say the boy told his brother that one of the teeth was loose, but the other was only slightly loose. Prosecutors say the woman didn't use any anesthetic.
Oh, my God.
The woman is charged with felony child abuse. No attorneys have immediately came to defend her.
Man, I ripped my own teeth out when I was a kid.
Listen, I remember that process. Remember when you had your baby teeth? You start feeling them a little, and you keep playing with it.
Yeah.
You just basically keep playing with it, whether your tongue or your finger, and you waddle it around. The next thing you know, oop, it's out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then you put it on your pillow. How much money did you get for your, you have a tooth fairy?
I don't really remember having a tooth fairy, to be honest with you.
You never had a tooth fairy, dude?
I mean, I know what a tooth fairy is.
I know, but you never got money for your teeth?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah.
It might have happened, maybe.
Maybe something else happened while you were asleep and you don't want to talk about it?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, I don't remember having a tooth fairy when I was a kid. I know what it was. Putting teeth under the pillow didn't always equate to dollars under the pillow.
No?
No.
Did you ever tell your mom when you lost your tooth? That might be the reason the tooth fairy didn't come by.
Maybe. Maybe that's
why. You got to tell your mom, because your mom and dad had a phone that
reached
the tooth fairy.
I mean, we had Christmas and Easter and stuff, but the tooth fairy
It's not a tooth bunny. It's a tooth fairy.
Wasn't, okay?
Don't make it be bourgeois. Bourgeois?
Bourgeois.
Bourgeois.
Yeah, we didn't leave the bourgeois lifestyle.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
Whatever.
I remember getting
some. Did
you
have tooth fairy?
Yeah, I remember it worked, you know. Although I remember somebody telling me they got like five, when they were kids, they used to get $5 or $10. I'm like, I got like a dollar.
Yeah.
Or 50 cents.
Yeah, I just don't remember having tooth fairy, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well.
Maybe I did. I don't know.
In our last story, man accused of choking woman after they got home from their wedding. Hey, it's a good start.
Oh, my God.
Ryan got 50 cents. Exactly. Most kids got 50 cents. This one kid pissed me off one time with the tooth fairy. He's like, he used to get $5 or $10. Oh, my God, man.
Man, that's awesome.
A fucking great tooth fairy. That's not a tooth fairy. That's a tooth trump.
Makes you wish you had more teeth.
That's right. I wish I was an alligator.
Yeah.
Man accused of choking woman after they got home from their wedding in Johnson, Jonestown, Pennsylvania. A man is behind bars after he was accused of choking a woman when they got back from their wedding.
What the fuck?
According to the police report, John DeLozier, 31, began to choke the victim after she became enraged after she wanted to put some money away that they had gotten as a gift. He says, fuck you, bitch. We're going to strip club. According to the report, Dolzier told the victim she only cares about money before the attack and was committed. Dolzier initially left the scene, but he has since been arrested and remains in the Cambria County Prison after he was unable to post 10% of his $40,000 bail. And I'm sure that his new wife doesn't want to use any of that wedding money.
Oh, no.
To bail him out.
He's sitting in there for the full length.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Oh, wow. When?
That's
oh,
it, man. I want to thank Elgin Dave for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Don't forget, Elgin's going to be tonight at the
Grand Tavern in Delray Beach.
Go out there. Very fun open mic. And if you're out south, I'm going to be at South Beach at Ricky's South Beach. Showtime, 10 o'clock. Great comics coming there. I think it's free. You just got to come in and chill out. But you do have to buy drinks in South Beach. Mm-hmm. That's a little different. But that's all we have time for. Don't forget, we will have a special show tomorrow. Bonus show here in the studio. I'm going to be having our feature comedian from tomorrow night's Wise Guys Comedy Show. Cal Verducci will be here, as well as America's Funniest Teacher, voted on The View and the Joey Behar at The View there. Mike Rivera will be here in the studio. So I'm sure we'll be talking about comedy and getting our teeth pulled in some sense. But something like that. So that's tomorrow. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You could follow or unfollow. We really don't care. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. That's right. Follow me. And, of course, join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And, again, everybody on Facebook Live, go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. It's a free subscription. Go to that. And, by the way, we also are taking patrons. And we have several people that are donating anywhere between $1 a month to the show now to $10 a month. So that goes to gas money for the staff and, of course, new equipment when we need it. And I think we do need a new mic cord or something at this point. Elgin's mic.
One of these damn things.
Something like that. But again, we'll be back here tomorrow with Mike Rivera and Cal Verducci and myself right here at the same spot. Take care, everybody.
They traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They pass the limits of imagination to the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, we